Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. The Kings and Queen are Dr. Scott O'Neill, myself Dave Smith, and the infamous Seabird. Please also check out our YouTube channel, The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Like, subscribe, and share. See you there.
I mean, you guys are my friends. You can know this is the last day of my cycle. Oh shit, I just dumped egg everywhere. I'm on my
grab
ninth
a little
egg.
Vial.
I know what to do, Dave. Trust me. Okay. I've had my moon water has been sitting out. We're doing all of it. Mm. Peeled two more eggs. I have to eat at least two more because I peeled two. Eggs total. Already.
Well, this is a chance to get back at Chainsaw.
I'll stop at 11 eggs.
You never play Xbox. Let's play Xbox. I don't know where he'd have to know something's up.
Mine's busy eating eggs. God damn it. On stereo. Stop.
Yeah, this is your chance.
You're not touching my farts.
Go to a shelter.
Deluxe, get away. Stay away. I will blow you back. Sir,
he will blow you back.
If you're lucky, you'll get these farts.
Blow me down.
I'm sweating. Is that a good sign? Have you had enough eggs? If you're sweating,
fucking great.
Your labia.
No, like full head sweat. Like my cholesterol.
What do you mean with my labia sweat?
He's got some egg tech out. That's just gonna be like, "Hi, doctor, it's me again." He's like, "Oh, the one with the anal joke." Everybody, look and start laughing. What's up? Oh, I ate like 15 eggs. Fucking genius. Let me guess. Now you're gonna do another ass
for
joke.
I identify as a woman now, so my butt cheeks are just elongated labia.
I know he's working.
She's laid five of them so far. Let's see how many more eggs she can hatch tonight.
We're on nine.
Between Scott that was an old message. They're both hatching and laying jokes. This is better
they're
than
not
a fun
even playing.
Dude, she's going to fucking fart so bad.
They're not playing with me.
Your phone's
Seabird, I would have loved to have been your boyfriend. It's like, because of your logic, right? You're like, I peeled them. I got to eat them. I'm like, hey, I whipped my cock out. You got to suck it.
Right.
Yeah.
One man wouldn't want this. Why do they run for me? What did I do?
Elongated meat go to waste.
What did I do? Right.
My phone's going to go.
Is it?
Yeah. Your phone's going to fart?
I haven't farted yet. It hasn't digested yet. Those eggs in the picture haven't digested yet, Scott. Get a grip. It'll be tomorrow with my family is when they're going to
Now's a good time to try and abandon.
Speaking of egg farts, I learned that if you drain the bean water, like canned beans, if you drain the water before you make chili, you don't get all farty. So I definitely don't drain the water because, I mean, come on. Farts are the best part of chili, right?
Nothing says coworker like a fart.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, so one time in San Francisco. True story. So one of my good friends
and we
lived together. We were in a band together and we worked at the same hotel. I worked the morning shift. He worked the night shift. And we used to work this angle because we looked similar, right? Like we're both, both of our family names in Norwegian is Knudsen and we're both Smiths. So we're probably distant relatives and people would mistake us for the same person all the time. So we'd work that to get tips, be like, oh yeah, I got three kids at home. I work 20-hour shifts.
And
people would pay us. But one day I made this fucking satanic garlic bread, man. So I started with garlic juice, then garlic spread, then diced garlic, then garlic butter, and then garlic powder on top and horseradish to like kick it in, right? Oh my God. I had like noxious nose hair melting farts for like 3 days, but it was awesome because I was working during that time. So I could play the elevator game, which is where you get in the elevator and you're like, which floor are you going to? You hit the number and then you get the fuck out of there after you drop a gnarly fart and they're stuck with it for like three floors, right? You got a captive audience. Oh, it was so fun. That was like the best part of that job.
Think how many people.
Wait, you guys. Can I talk for a second? It's Shani's birthday for 13 more minutes. I just want to tell you happy birthday, Shani. I'm sorry I didn't make it to a show. I was in the hospital, and I'm putting myself back in the hospital by eating 13 boiled eggs. But that's okay. So happy birthday, Shani. Now you can continue with your bullshit.
Oh, Shani.
Jesus. Happy birthday, Shani. Happy birthday to you.
You don't want and it from these is. Guys.
And Dave was in the hospital. Oh, didn't make it because we were all at the hospital. Different hospitals, but well, actually, I was at Planned Parenthood. I thought I might have been pregnant. And they were like, well, I don't know. Get right. ready. I don't know what.
Like, oh, my God.
Everything.
Stop. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went to Planned Parenthood to have an abortion, and they told me it was just a sideways burrito.
Yeah, dude. See, indigestion can be totally misconstrued. Like, they actually, and I was like, oh, yeah, because I'm not even getting laid. And they felt so bad for me. I left with one of those inflatable sheep. So that was good.
Yeah. And
Angela,
a condom.
Would leave a mess to Angela. Angela, just one fucking health session. I know you want to do
it. We got a message from Banana Fucker. I mean, Banana Fritter. Whoops.
Banana Fritter!
Well, I mean, if it's fucking blue and back, and another thing, that means she had it out there for quite a while. That means she didn't change Ooh. Her fucking tampon. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, I'm in this bitch.
Yeah, I think she was trying to like grow red. Something inside her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ugh, yeah.
Little baby Dave.
I wonder if I can incubate you if I just plug the hole and keep it in there. Inquiring minds.
Dahmer's like neighbor that he lives in an apartment, right? At the end, it's his neighbor across the hall.
Yeah, where was his neighbor while this is happening? Yeah, did he?
So, I mean, he said he heard all kinds of weird, crazy shit coming from the apartment.
Yeah,
too.
Right. They didn't speak up. So good neighbor.
You know, somebody's getting sodomized and fucking holes drilled in their head.
Quiet.
I don't know, their butt licked. Or...
I'll keep this short. So... I watched a documentary about that building. I think it was called like The Building. And mostly his neighbors were all black people. And that's why he kind of positioned himself there, because he kind of figured that like nobody wanted to call the cops. It's sort of like the theory behind it. Neighbors all had.
Yeah.
Like, nobody calling the cops around here is what the guy said. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense, man. That's pretty good, you know, positioning, really, if you think about it. But yeah,
have Netflix next month is coming out the huge documentary. Zac Efron is playing Jeffrey Dahmer. I am wildly excited for it. It's going to be amazing.
Awesome.
I want to plug that.
And,
what?
And take note, children. If you hear zzz, zzz, just don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine. Totally fine.
No. Yeah, no. It is
nothing
a building.
To see here, folks. Just a bleeding nothing Korean building.
Oh, why do you
OG
all the other guys?
OG Slim what?
I don't really eat a lot of eggs, but I eat beans a lot.
Uh huh.
And I drink
beans
a lot of
just
beer.
Small eggs.
And then I get
right.
farts. And
mm-hmm.
I love the farts
mm-hmm.
that really rip
yeah.
my asshole vibrates. Because it
mm-hmm.
fucking
yeah.
feels good. It fucking feels great. When I get like a little fucking fart, I'm like disappointed. I'm like, fuck,
right.
I want the ones that really rip my asshole. And
who doesn't? That itches it on the way out.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, this is hemorrhoidal gold splat, and I love farts in the wintertime because my cheap ass can save on the heating bill.
Fuck it. You know the one where you fart so long that you feel like one of your high school memories might have come out with it? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like...
Remember, and a half inch of intestine.
Are you dying? Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Are you picking up my hemorrhoids?
Instagram so behind. I just clipped it, and it's your McDonald's story, Dave. Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, stereo is super fucking lame. Like, I tried to clip a something like in a talk earlier, and it used to be right when you hit the button, it took the 30 seconds before
yeah.
that. Now it's
yeah.
now it's like throwing a fucking dart at a dartboard. Like, I don't know.
I'm gonna add this in here because it is your McDonald's story, fucking, and I think the world needs to hear it. We're just gonna go with it.
Don't ever trust a pissed off 15-year-old to make your fucking food. Don't do it. Not prudent.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you right now, man. Stereo got me laid the other night when my chick was like, "All the people on there sound stupid."
I tried to reset.
it's going to be. Hold on.
I am sailing towards eggs. Put 5 more eggs in Seabird's body.
I'm sailing away. Fuck you. I'm going home.
There you go.
Joey's butt. There are Cadbury eggs. I remember I wanted one so bad. Like, I was like, my mom, she probably knew him. She knew better. She's like, you're not going to like it. And I never, finally, I don't know, I guess I must have asked one too many. She got me one, and it was disgusting. She's like, I told you. Fuck Cadbury eggs.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
It's
like a
chocolate egg full of semen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like a menstrual egg covered in cum.
I love them. I thought when they came after me.
They're just like a meal. They're like a meal. They're like too much sugar. They're like, oh god.
11 eggs. Let's have a shot of whiskey just to boil the eggs in.
Just to help them come out into the toilet.
Yes, Scott, I ate 11 boiled eggs so far during the show because I thought I was competing against somebody who nobody else was, there.
If you really want to be the champion tomorrow, eat 3 pieces of raw garlic and a little bit of beans. You will rock that party tomorrow.
This is fucking awesome.
Rock my parents right out of that house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm right.
That's one way to end up with a bunch of leftovers. Hey, nobody's hungry. Look at that.
I hope the smell gets stuck in the hoard, so it's just like it now becomes a part of it. Like they can't spray it out. It's just stuck in there. Mm-hmm.
Ask Joey. I think it only lasts about 3, maybe 4 hours.
3 or 4 hours.
I guess you can shorten the holiday, though. Because as soon as
I guess I can stop with the eggs because I was competing against somebody who nobody was competing. And I'm heavily sweating. I'm sweating from the head heavily. So
you're
I think I can
stop. Competing with the bird in the mirror.
Right?
We got that.
Lux, he means it, man. You know how they do prop explosions in movie theaters for prop explosions that you see in the movies? They say, all right, cue Joey. He farts, someone lights a match. That's how the explosions go off on movie sets. He's famous, you know that?
Or look at explosions.
That's so true.
Love you, Joey.
That's so true.
Die Hard with all the explosions. That must have been a fart killer that day.
Is Die Hard an Easter movie, too?
Starring Joey Butts.
Those eggs and anal. That's going to be like...
I'm going to stop. Yep. We're going to relax now. I think at 11 eggs.
You know my favorite news station? MS Anal. Oh
no, Dave! The best parts are actually taking the bubble bath after you've eaten the chili.
Oh, that's always delightful. I do love that. I do love a good fart-filled bubble bath. Yeah, love that.
When I was a kid, if we wanted bubbles in a body of water, we didn't have a hot tub, so you'd have to fart. You know what I mean?
You make it yourself.
I always feel safe farting in the tub because then when I shit myself, I'm right there to wash it. You know?
Look how disgusting you people are. But you're not discussing because we're all from the same place because we all know what a fucking fart filled bubble bath is. So
never trust a fart after 40. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
Yeah, you know,
those are words to live by. Oh, I got the hiccups now.
You don't say.
Oh, look, a lima bean.
Yeah, dude.
Oh no.
Go to the hospital and tell them you got to get your stomach pumped.
Let me text my ex and be like, you want to come and have anal? I'm just kidding.
Walk in the door.
We're good here. He told me about that app that blocks like you from doing that shit. This is where I need this because this could go bad. Okay, no, we're just going to stay away from my text messaging.
The anti-sexting app. It blocks you from texting after 10 p.m.
What is it like?
You don't think that's sexy as fuck? Like, hey, I just had 11 fucking eggs, hard boiled eggs. You want to come over?
That would be called disclosure. That's not what you do with exes. Exes, you don't.
No. It's not disclosure. She's wide open. Oh my God.
Oh, exactly. He gets what he gets. Fuck him. He gets nothing. Is what he gets.
He doesn't even deserve an egg for it.
No, he doesn't. He, no, 100% doesn't. I am sweating profusely. I think it's the eggs. Yeah, we're going to stop with the eggs. Enough with the eggs.
You need to Google, what is the sign of an egg overdose? What signs should I be looking for? Oh, we got banana fucker. I mean, banana fritter again.
Oh, hello. OG Sam, I just want to say to OG, I don't know if you enjoy taking shits, OG, but I do. I don't know. I just get the satisfaction from taking a shit.
I don't know.
You said you like farts, so, you know, I thought I'd just throw that out there. Yeah.
Yeah, you doubled down, girl. Weird,
then that's fine, too.
All right. Nah, fuck him. He doesn't think you're weird. Nah, he loves it.
Banana fucker. Now you're speaking my language. Man, I would like you to stick a banana up your ass and I'll make a chocolate sundae with that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Hey!
There we go. There it is. Oh,
you
boy.
Yeah. You look like you've apparently got a chocolate bunny that just hit the toilet. I'm just saying.
Meow! What was that?
And then the cat screamed in the background.
Good, yes. Crazy right now. No, you love coming looking so crazy right now. Oh, wow. I love that. I hope I got that. I'm clipping it. I want the cat screaming. Oh, there we go.
The cat's just mortified, like, nah, you seem like such a nice human.
I haven't seen Punani in a couple days either. Like, that cat is like hiding. I don't know what the fuck. I think this cat like intimidated the Punani out of fuck.
Oh my god, it is taking clips of when you talked about rolling the stone back. That was the beginning. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get out of this app. Let me close all the apps. Hold on.
That's uncharted. OG.
I ate 11 boiled eggs. Come on, baby. Do you want to come fuck me in my ass so I can fart on your dick?
Do you or don't you? I feel like you do.
I feel like you're gonna be like a fucking like when someone stupid goes to like a Jiffy Lube and you're like, something's wrong with the back of my car, and they're like, I'll go look.
You're gonna have the worst smelling explosive diarrhea tomorrow. I suggest you start the day with like 5 cups of coffee
and cat food.
Yes. Let's see, what is this?
Be like, oh my god, it splattered out of the bowl and hit the ceiling. My goodness, how did it do that?
Sometimes when I take a shit, stereo. I start moaning and I'm just like, oh fuck. And then I'm like, so, I gotta look in the toilet and I'm like, am I proud of myself? Is this a good one?
I just
closed out stereo and came back in and tried to take a clip. And it was talking about a fucking rolling the stone back and the life light. That was the beginning of this talk. That was fucking 2 hours ago, Stereo.
You know what that. You know that's how the band the Rolling Stones came up with their name, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They're like, it didn't fucking happen, mate. They rolled the fucking stones.
They rolled the stones back. Yeah, well, fuck you, Stereo. Thanks for letting me take these up-to-date clips to make our show great.
Tea-bagged bowls gather no moss.
When does enjoying taking a shit and, like, just taking a shit become that line where it becomes homoerotic? You know, you're like, I really enjoyed that, you know?
That's when you go more than a knuckle deep with the toilet paper.
Hey, Bobby, I told you, if you go more than a knuckle deep, you're playing with it.
What are you doing in there? Styling my hair.
We can open up the fucking panel now.
What are you doing in there? Nothing.
Masturbating.
I'm just using some gel that I'll
use. Who farted? There's a nasty fart and it smells like you.
Oh.
Who farted?
Smells like you.
Who farted?
Does anyone remember the smell of an ex? Does anybody remember, like, do they have an ex that you can distinctly remember the smell of?
You say ex? No. I use ex all the time, sprayed all over myself.
I love it when people leave messages that are, like, kind of heinous and creepy, and they do it in a quiet voice like Xanax and Deluxe, so you can tell they're trying not to wake somebody up, but you know that person's hearing them, and, like, am I dating a serial killer?
Absolutely you are.
Yeah. What are you doing over there? What are you on the computer for? What are you doing?
Just eating.
Come eat my menstrual
blood. I'm talking to my friends on stereo.
That's it. I'm talking to people I actually care about. Go back to sleep.
I am talking to friends on stereo.
I'm talking to my friends on stereo.
Stones got their name because freaking they rolled the stone back for crying out loud, and they saw Keith Richards, and he was a young guy then. That's why he's still alive today. Nothing can kill him.
Oh, you mind if I smoke this joint? If you do, you might.
Oh my God, he's not wrong. He's not wrong at all. Oh my God. Yeah, that reminds me.
One time in San Francisco.
I wanted to
test the theory of the cockroach being able to survive a nuclear war, right? So I caught a cockroach in my kitchen. They're plentiful in San Francisco. And I put it in the microwave for 5 fucking minutes. True story.
Wow.
That thing ran out of there like it got energy, like super roach.
Oh my God. Dude.
I can tell you scientifically that happened. More fun to just think of the bastard stuff.
Why did that just happen? What does that mean?
Well, because like, cockroach moves around so much, and the microwave emitter, it actually points towards the center. And unless it can build up, unless the microwaves can smash into each other in the center of the object where they start to slow down, it won't heat up. So the roach is moving out of the aim of the actual emitter. So
no, dude, that's the weird thing. It sat still as can be, and then once when I opened the door, it was all fucking gone.
Yeah, but you had coworkers who drank from semen. That just to add to that. So like it was afraid to come out. Like I want to get fucked
Right before that, I did the egg experiment. So I put an egg, you know, a shelled egg in the microwave, and the fucking thing exploded all over the microwave. And I'm like, wow, that was cool, right? I was totally high. And then I found this cockroach. I'm like, oh, you're next, okay. And it didn't do a fucking thing to it. The thing sat there right on the fucking rotating tray and then ran out at like hyper fucking roach speed.
Wow. Let me just post my picture of 11 eggs in. Hold on, before I die. This is the last picture, but...
I gotta take a picture of this truck. This is the biggest lifted truck I've ever seen in my fucking life. I'm in my little Nissan two-door pickup, and literally, the bottom of his door is almost the height of my fucking roof. Holy fuck.
Sorry about your penis!
Sorry about your penis!
His dick is 2 feet above your
penis.
Does it make your duck look big if it's tiny, but you're in a giant truck?
No.
This thing is really it's got to be 10 feet high. The fucking roof of the truck is like as high as a basketball hoop. No shit. Yeah,
he probably doesn't have a dick anymore, dude. And he cannot call himself Susan. Totally fine.
Yeah. Probably got it blown off in the war.
So what are your pronouns? He's like small and dick. Wanna go out on a Saturday night? Let's do it.
What are my pronouns? Redwood and tree. Please refer to me as them trees.
Yes, I can remember the smell of my ex and I don't ever want to smell it again. Cause it's the smell of desperation and I know what it smells like on any person after that. Hey-o.
Oh wow. Hey-o. Yep. Oh, there we go.
That hit home in a special kind of way because I was the desperate one. I wonder if she's still trying to scrub me off.
My ex's smell, but she used to be tattooed like from head to toe. And more than her smell, I could just remember every time we'd fuck, it was like watching a cartoon. You know what I mean? It was like everything moving, just like, you know? So it was that's more than anything. It was kind of disturbing, really. I'm just glad she didn't get my name tattooed over the last guy's name because it was really cool watching Frank go by really fast, the cartoon. Right. I don't know.
The only room left is on your clit. That's okay, honey.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy.
My God. You people are disgusting.
Tattoo. And she got it on her hand, and all I can think is her next boyfriend got jerked off of my art.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So one time in San Francisco, I met this chick.
Oh, my God.
I met this chick who was married, but she wanted to fuck me anyway. And she was gloriously pierced, right? She had double labia rings, and it used to be awesome. So I could put my pinkies through the labia rings and spread her wide and eat that.
I'm gonna
but one time, One time she was doing doggy and I fucking accidentally reached up and to fucking grab her sweatshirt to pull her close to me. I didn't know she had a fucking chain connecting her two nipple rings and I fucking ripped them out.
You're straight to hell.
Go straight to hell, boy.
She's scared off Dr. Pete. Oh my god. This is how terrible you are.
The labia ring to catch himself.
You people are disgusting. Angela, wait, to tell you about what? Angela, you open the pan. Just let Angela up. She needs to tell a story. Hold on.
Labia rings come in really handy because you can tie the tampon string to it so it falls out.
Got their name.
It's dangling there in the wind.
From a muddy water song.
I'm not listening to any of this. I'm glad that was a cacophony of fucking bullshit. I didn't want to hear any of that.
So let me repeat it for you. You can tie the tampon string to the labia ring. That way, when the tampon falls out, it's sitting there hanging, you know, blowing in the wind.
Oh my God. The answer, my friend, is blowing
the tampon,
in the wind.
My friend, is blowing in the wind. The tampon is blowing in the wind.
Yeah, in San Francisco. Oh my God.
That's why Putin wants to take Ukraine. I mean, there is only 25 medical research laboratories from all places around the world actually in that
only
country.
25.
So that would make sense. He's after the super cockroach. So that way nothing can get killed when he tries to drop a nuke. What an ass.
No,
super cockroach?
Actually, I've never met a chick from the Ukraine who didn't get fucking down in bed. I think that's what he's actually taking it back.
I'm Ukrainian-Irish.
I think now is the best time to buy a Ukrainian mail order bride because you could probably get a better deal now. You know what I'm saying?
You could get a blow up
doll. They're all trying to get the fuck out of there. Yep. Mm-hmm. Nope.
I offer you $5 and a place to live in my bathroom.
$5?
I'll be right there. I will marry you. Thank
you. Wendy came and went. Wendy. I'm at another fucking party, guys. Hey, what's up? Oh my God, I'm so gone. I love y'all. Oh boy, here we go.
Sounds like she's having group sex.
Yeah, I hope she's okay.
Remember your safe word.
Stay safe. Yep. Remember your safe word. We'll deal with that tomorrow. It's okay.
So you're going to drive me to drink it if you fart again in this hot rod Lincoln.
Yeah.
Oh, I just did.
Kevin Hart and Heat.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. You can also check out our YouTube channel. Please do like, subscribe, and share. We'll see you there. Okay, until next time, folks. Peace out. Keep smiling. La, 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 la.